The seventh most successful attorney, as listed by MoneyInc.com, is the Giant Slayer, my man, Willie Gary. Willie Gary is on the phone. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm just working like crazy, but I'm enjoying every second of it, trying to be like you when I grow up, Doc.
What? You planning on getting light and bald and fat?
No, man. You know, you're making it happen, Doc. How have you been?
I've been real good. I've been real good. How's your grandson, first of all?
Chancellor.
Yeah, Chancellor. Yes, he came by the Red Velvet Cake Studios. Did he win that competition for Genius Kid?
I think he came in number two. He was runner-up. But we're proud of him. Chancellor is just, he's such a great kid. And, you know, he's chip off two blocks. His daddy, Sekou, who's my law partner, as well as myself, we were just really excited and about some good things happening with Chancellor.
And his mom, too.
That's right. No, well, she's the anchor behind all of it. I mean,
they all came to the studio.
Yeah.
They're a charming family.
They are.
Right.
The seventh most successful attorney is Willie Gary. Hey, Willie Gary, what's the largest case that you've settled?
When we won just here about a year ago, a little bit more than a year ago, we tried a tobacco case and we won $23.6 billion.
Wow.
$23.6 billion.
Billion. So God has been blessing us. I mean, country boys and my partner Lorenzo and I, we've been through the storm, but God has been with us since. And what can I say, man? We both are products of historical black colleges.
That's right. That's right. Shaw University.
What is it that makes you decide to take a case? What is it that compels you or sets that light bulb off for you?
Well, you know, we talk to the client and try to get as much information as we can, do our research and do our investigation and then we just kind of go from there. But it's like anything else. You got to look into it. You got to check it out. You got to make sure it's a solid case, you know, and that you're not, you know, spending good dollars going after bad dollars.
Well, Gary, when you hear people say that HBCUs are not relevant anymore, Wendy Williams, how you doing? when you hear people say that, what do you say?
Well, you know, I'm quick to say, I know what black colleges can do for you. I'm a product of a family of 11 kids. I grew up in the sugarcane fields of South Florida. Migrant workers who skip from town to town. No school in the country could accept me. But I wanted to get an education. I wanted to be somebody. Thank God for Shaw University, historically black college. Took a chance on me because, you know, by all standards, I wasn't supposed to be college material. But they believed in me. They took a chance on me. And I'll never forget that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, being one of the top lawyers, all of that, that's fine. But, I want the world to know that, you know, the bridge that brought me over was the historical black college. And I'll never forget that.
Me too. Yeah. My man.
When you come back next time, can you talk about the lawsuit with Tatiana Ali and this real talk show lawsuit?
I sure will.
All right. The Giant Slayer. Willie Gary. My man. HBCU proud.